ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
No, I'm out here working hard and, making sure that I filled into to 147 pounds the right way.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
They tell me you're a man with true grit.
Pedro Fernandez.
Namas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Today, we're talking all-time sports rivalries. That's right, Ali and Frazier, front and center, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network in this boxing hour. Of course, the MMA hour coming up. We've got UFC, Bellator, all kinds of things to talk about. Evicta, that's right, the Evicta Championships. Of course, they've signed Chris Cyborg Santos, the perennial number one contender in the world of women's MMA, according to Ronda Rousey. And she's the number one contender, but I'm the champ, so come fight me at my weight. We'll see if that ever happens. Ronda Rousey, Chris Cyborg Santos, probably a year and a half away. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines coast to coast, and I say toll free, I mean toll free anywhere within the sound of my voice. It won't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. So we're talking trilogy today. The greatest trilogy of all time. The greatest fight of all time. March 8th, 1971. Muhammad Ali, undefeated. Joe Frazier, undefeated, clash for the World Heavyweight Championship in the mecca of entertainment and boxing, Madison Square Garden. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the second fight, the third fight, the thrill of Manila. We'll hear from the BBC, Ali, Joe Frazier, all that and more today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Once again, 1-800-878-7529, or catch us on the Twitter thing, twitter.com, using the hash mark Ring Talk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Attention passengers, we're approaching great deals at the Old Navy Spring Upgrade Sale for $5, $10, and $15.
I can't wait!
Me neither. Famous graphic tees for everyone are $5.
Wow! How about some new shorts?
Oh, yes. Upgraded shorts are $10 for kids and just $15 for adults.
Wow! Anyone have a parachute?
No, but Old Navy has a great pair of shorts.
Hurry into Old Navy now. Famous graphic tees for the whole family are $5. Kids shorts are $10, adults just $15. Plus hundreds of other items are on sale. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Valid 321 to 331, select styles only.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not?
Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Joe's gonna come out smoking, and I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times, next to me.
Yeah, hey! Sounds of the mighty Tower of Power. Check him out, towerofpower.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. This hour, the next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcasting, we talk MMA. That's right, we're talking Bellator, Evicta, we're talking UFC, we're covering the wide gamut that is the world of combat sports, say the fastest growing sport in the entire world. Of course, UFC 159 coming up. Cain Velasquez, soon to be defending the World Heavyweight Championship against, hey, the Giant Silva. Yee, hard guy to look at, even tougher guy to fight. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You know we're very down on steroids on this show. We've been against performance-enhancing drugs since day one. I mean, having boxed myself, I couldn't imagine fighting a guy that had 45% more oxygen in his blood or was able to train 45% harder, was able to recover 45% faster in between rounds. I don't think I could fathom fighting a guy like that. In other words, if we were both on even keels, in other words, our talent levels were the same, but he took either EPO, which increases the red blood cells in your blood, a.k.a. your oxygen, okay, or steroids. And steroids allow you to train harder and build up muscle mass. And some steroids actually break you down. Like, you know, remember Fernando Vargas when he tested positive for steroids? I think it was with Oscar De La Hoya. Probably, well, God, it's almost been a decade now. Anyway, the bottom line was he tested positive for a steroid that was a stripping steroid. In other words, it buffed him up, but it leaned him out at the same time. That's how hip these designer drugs are. Okay, now I remember Lamont Peterson, yeah, 140-pound champion, the IBF, the WBA at one point in time. Anyway, the bottom line was he tested positive for synthetic testosterone. I have a problem with that. Testosterone, of course, that was, you know, a couple of fights ago, okay? Then he fights Kendall Holt. And then, of course, Kendall Holt gets stopped, and, you know, it was a big fight for Peterson. Everybody was talking about how good Peterson looked. And then WADA, the World Anti-Doping Association, they come up and say, well, somebody tested irregular. You know, they won't say it positive, but irregular. And the first thing Kendall Holt said was, it isn't me, it isn't me, it isn't me. Well, if it isn't you, it had to be Lamont Peterson. Well, guess what? Now Kendall Holt's saying, maybe it isn't Lamont Peterson, maybe it is me. So this is getting confusing, to say the least. So we'll just let that go. That's a story to be continued. Brian Vera was winner on Friday Night Fights, 22-6, 13 KOs. He has a good fan base. People like him. I don't. I don't think he's much of a fighter. Took on Don Povdaranos. Anyway, 17-3-1, 16-6 KOs. Not much of a puncher there. The story, of course, is tonight. Man, cable boxing, they got it going on once again. You people around the world can watch on the internet and on your various cable outlets, but, you know, what can I say? Brandon Rios, Mike Alvarado. The rematch, maybe the fight of the year, maybe the fight. I mean, I watched it again last night, and I was just like, whoa. You know, that's one of those fights that take a lot of time off your clock. And what I mean by that is you're not the same afterwards. Those are those Ali Frazier type of fights. We'll be discussing that a little bit later in the show when we talk about the great rivalry between Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. Of course, the late Joe Frazier having passed now about a year ago. Okay, but Rios, Alvarado, they left. Listen, like Diego Corrales and Jose Luis Castillo, you leave something in the ring. In other words, you've got two guys fighting each other, and damage is done, both from a neurological point of view and a physical point of view. I mean, just, you know, that's why, you know, Meldrick Taylor, when he fought Julio Cesar Chavez back in 1990, had he won that fight, he might have been able to recover psychologically, okay? But he didn't, and they stopped it in the last couple of seconds. There was controversy about that. You know, I remember that I was there, and I blame Lou Duva, the big rotund corner man of Meldrick Taylor, of course, a Hall of Famer. But he jumped up on the ring apron, and, you know, you're told to look at your corner when you get knocked down. I mean, that's the first thing they teach you in boxing, is if you get knocked down, look to your corner. Well, I only got knocked down a couple of times. I really wasn't looking to my corner. I was looking to get up. And that's, you know, what Meldrick was looking to do. Is he got up, and he was backed into a corner by referee Richard Steele at the Las Vegas Hilton. I was in, like, the seventh or eighth row, maybe the ninth. And he looked over at Lou Duva twice when Richard Steele was asking him, do you want to continue? Are you all right? Well, he was looking at his trainer, which he's supposed to do to an extent. That's what's instilled in you. Okay, these Philadelphia fighters, they go into all these wars, and Meldrick Taylor had many, many wars. But wars like Chavez and Taylor and Rios and Alvarado, they take time off your clock. And, yeah, promoters are eager to put them back in the ring. But the residual effects of fights like Alvarado and Rios, good Lord. I mean, just, they're amazing. Ali and Frazier. It's just, it's some of the, how can I put this? The residual effects of professional boxing just aren't pretty, and you've got to see them to believe them, right? A lot of people say, hello, Pedro. Sometimes we think you're exaggerating. There's no need to exaggerate. If you've seen Bobby Chacon or even Hector Camacho before he was shot to death last year, okay? I mean, the guy was one of the most articulate men in the history of sports and maybe the history of speaking. I mean, we've heard him rap on this show. He was a rapper before there was rap. Okay, and towards the end, last 7, 8, 10 years of his life, Macho Man sounded like a cartoon. It was a Macho Man cartoon. Okay, and I felt bad. You know, having worked some of his fights, I televised his big win over the comebacking Sugar Ray Leonard in Atlantic City. And, you know, he was a great guy to be around, but he had those demons. He just had those demons. And the residual effects of those demons, the cocaine mainly, cocaine. Yeah, he smoked a little bit of weed, had a few cocktails here and there, but it was coke. That was his problem. That was Macho Man's problem. Cocaine, Colombian dust. You couldn't keep him away from it, okay? You just couldn't. Since 1985 on, that was his baby. I mean, he had women, he had girlfriends, he had wives, he had kids. But, you know, cocaine, that was his sweetheart. Anyway, may he rest in peace. Speaking of Hector Camacho, the rulings on his murder is an unsolved murder, an unsolved homicide. As is the death of the driver of the car in which he was in Bayamon, Puerto Rico. And that was the drug dealer that had all the dope on him. Of course, Hector hanging around with dope. Hey, listen, free dope, hanging around with dope dealers. Okay, but the dope dealer was marked for death. Okay, and Camacho just happened to be collateral damage. He just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. So that's how Hector Camacho bit it. And now they're talking that there may never be a prosecution, that unless somebody gets popped of note that knows something, you know, in particular, like where the gun is buried or where they threw the gun in the water or something like that, unless somebody like that comes forward, this crime will go unsolved, just like many, 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 many other homicides. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. 7529. Little fallout this week, of course, Robert the Ghost Guerrero getting popped in a New York airport with a gun. Ooh. It really isn't as nefarious as it sounds. I mean, if you looked at the headlines or you just heard it on CNN, you hear boxer Robert Guerrero arrested with a gun in a New York airport. Well, that isn't the way it went down. He tried to check the gun at the airport, and guns are illegal in New York, period. Okay, and he tried to check the gun in legally. He had carried it on his baggage to New York. I think he went from Vegas to Florida. He did that Pat Robertson show, the religious show, the 700 Club, should be the 800 Club, and then he went to New York for some reason. And the bottom line is, you know, he tried to check this gun in. He tried to tell him it was locked up and it was in a case, the whole nine yards. But guess what? Guns are illegal in New York, and they charge him with a Class E felony. Yikes. Holy. I mean, potentially, the major, you know, the long end of this could be 4 years in prison. Yeah, right. Yeah, but the bottom line was, I think they blew things out of proportion. I think they had a celebrity in their budding celebrity in their presence, and you know, Floyd Mayweather is the bad boy of boxing, no question about that. Now we've got, they're painting Robert Guerrero, the nicest guy in boxing, the ghost, the Shirley Temple of boxing. They're putting him in this criminal world as well, saying him and Mayweather are of the same cloth. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, et cetera, et cetera. Look, Robert Guerrero is not a gangbanger, okay? What he is a polluter. I saw his car when he drove away from that Channel 2 TV workout, KTVU, a couple of weeks ago. His car shoots all kinds of black soot out there, and he says he likes that. I think it's a diesel, so I guess really it isn't soot. But the bottom line is Robert Guerrero, the ghost, in trouble in New York, of course, May the 4th. He takes on Floyd Mayweather, 43-0. The ghost, 31-1-1. Something's got to give. Robert's will or Floyd's speed. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You know, he's fast. He got quick legs. You know, his defensive skills are amazing, and you know, he brings the whole package.
I've been here before. I know what it takes.
I don't want no excuses. So I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before, and I know what it takes.
No, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling real good. You know, camp's going great. We this is our first week here, so you know, I'm already in pretty decent shape. So I'm just breaking in right now in here in the elevation. So other than that, you know, I think for a fight night we're going to be peaked right on.
Check my boys out harmonizing here. That is, they are Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we're just a few weeks away. April 20th. Big day in combat sports. We've got UFC going down, UFC on Fox TV. We've got Showtime Championship Boxing pitting two undefeated junior middleweight champions against each other. Of course, Austin Trout, 26-0. Man, the kid from Las Cruces, New Mexico. What is he, like 14, 16 KO, something like that. Of course, Saul Alvarez. Cinnamon, Canelo, Cantaloupe, call him what you want. He's the rage of Mexico. Of course, 41-0, got a draw, I think, in 31 KOs. I mean, you know, he's a slight favorite in this. And I really don't understand it when you really look at the boxing pedigree of both men. I mean, you know, Alvarez is learning on the job. He's fighting guys and learning from guys like Josito Lopez. He's fighting guys that are either smaller than him or older than him, one or the other, smaller or older, okay? With Austin Trout, he's not getting either. He's getting a fighter who's in his prime, 26 years old, okay? Looking good. A left-hander. A guy that can crack. I mean, when he has to. Look at that body shot he turned Miguel Cotto around with. Remember that? You know what I can't understand is that when some guys turn their back and the fights are waved off, but guys like Cotto, he turned his back, fight didn't get stopped. Julio Cesar Chavez against Frankie Randall in that rematch, that catastrophe of a rematch down there in Las Vegas where Randall was burned out of the WBC title, and of course they didn't give him a rematch for another 11 years. Let's take it to the Ring Talk phone lines. Let's go to Galveston, Houston, somewhere down there in the southern part of Texas, and bring in my man Bob Spagnuolo. Bobby, how's life treating you, man?
How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing all right. How's Austin doing?
Listen, he's working hard. He's working hard. I understand they gave him the day off yesterday. He's ahead of schedule, you know, he said, you know something, we did our 30-day weigh-in a little while ago, and, you know, I've got my problems with a lot of sanctioning bodies, and I've not only always been, you know, 100% obviously in agreement with the BC, but that checking the weights of these guys leading into the fight, it's a great idea. Absolutely should be done all over. You know, they do it down in that beautiful island of Puerto Rico, their commission down there that's referred to as some as a, you know, the Cayman Islands of boxing commissions. Do a fabulous job down there, you know, as well as I do dealing with fighters. You know, the weight is, you know, that's really how kids get hurt, you know. I mean, always, you know, even before PEDs, this is a way that kids have consistently been hurt. You know, I've taken too much weight off of fighters. We get in a certain situation, a guy's got to defend a title, a guy's got to make a weight. And, you know, and it's just not there, and we kill these kids. And, you know, this is something that, a commission like, you know, the great state of Nevada, they don't want to muddle up their little money-making machine and put in a rule like this that could actually kill a fight, if you know, rather than kill a fighter.
Okay, I reported earlier that Alvarez did appear for that weigh-in as far as videos and photographs were concerned, but outside of a sauna?
You know, I noticed that, Pete. Now, I'm not trying to cast any conspiracy theories or anything, but I saw the digital scale set up, and right behind him was the sauna. And, you know, maybe it was just a coincidence that he was, you know, hanging out in front of the sauna. But I noticed that his skin was a little pinkish and like he'd been cooking in there a little bit. And, listen, if you got to make your 30-day advance weight, you know, it's going in the hot box. That's not necessarily all good for somebody.
No, I'll tell you the greatest hot box story there ever was, I think, in boxing, as far as I'm concerned. Not me. Of course, I've been in the hot box a few times myself, and it's not a comfortable feeling. No doubt about that. Usually starving, haven't eaten, all that kind of good stuff. But I was at the Las Vegas Hilton, and I'm getting a massage. I'm getting in the health spa, getting a massage. So I'm getting undressed, and all of a sudden the sauna door burst open. I mean, it burst open like boom. And these guys are carrying this guy in a plastic suit out. And I go, what the hell? What's going on here? So they lay the guy down on the benches next to me, and he looks over and he goes, "Homie, homie, no mas box." And it was Jorge Maramero Paez. Okay, I think he was going to fight Troy Dorsey the next day before. That was a very controversial fight with your boy down there in Texas. But Paez was dead. I mean, he didn't want to box ever again. That's people just don't realize what it's like to make that weight. Frank Tate against Michael Nunn. He almost cut off an arm.
You know something? We always know what the problem is with our guy. You know, we know, hey, you know, he's having problems with his old lady. You know, he's having problems making the weight. His ribs are sore. But you never know. We lie so bad in this business, and certainly I include myself in that. The kid's in the best shape of his life. He feels great. You know, we're not going to, like, go out, put it out there that we're having problems.
Yeah.
But we never know what the issues and the problems that the other side is having. But, you know, afterwards, sometimes years later, sometimes days, you know, at the post-fight when they go, his rib's been broken for 3 months. You know, everybody comes clean with the real after the fact. It's crazy stuff, Pete.
That's the world of boxing. Now, Lamont Peterson and Kendall Holt, somebody's tested irregular as far as, PEDs and that kind of good stuff. I'm sort of tired of the subject of PEDs and Lamont Peterson. I think that, you know, I'm really not of the opinion that anybody should be able to get TRT and be able to compete. This is boxing, just our combat sports. Just like that chick that had the sex change operation. She was a dude, now she's a chick, and she's knocking chicks out in MMA fights down there in Florida, trying to get a license in California as a woman. Bobby, how do you feel about that? You wrestled. I mean, imagine that. A man changing into a woman and then fighting women.
Well, you know, listen, that's got to be somewhat of an isolated instance. What was the...
Doesn't matter. Isolated instance or not.
It was a guy that became a woman and became a hell of a tennis player.
Renee Richards.
But you know, the point is listen, take that aside because that's obviously off the graph, you know. I mean, but when you start, you know, this PED thing, it's making me so sick. I literally read the other day that this steroid scientist is now getting a large group of clients, you know, and not bodybuilders, which is who we ought to be working with. You know, Pedro, I don't care if a guy hits the ball out into San Francisco Bay. I don't care if a guy rides a bicycle up the side of a mountain for 7 years without stopping. None of that gives me any problems. That's, you know, that's for them to deal with. But we're in a business of people hurting each other, and they absolutely do hurt each other. PEDs are not. And I can't imagine that these commissions, these government regulators, you know, which my own state is certainly among the number of them, they don't want to know. They don't want to know. They're giving a urine test to somebody. They're sweating somebody over a piss test for some weed. It's just disgusting. I mean, they're wasting people's time, and I'm sure everybody with the great state of Nevada Athletic Commission is going to get a fat bonus on the end of the money that they hit up, J.C. Chavez Jr. on.
Bobby, you know I'm not a fan of Chavez Jr. I mean, I'm just not as fan. I'm not a fan of his at all. But I think that the penalty that they tried to levy on that guy for having a little bit of weed in the system was actually, it was like, I couldn't believe it. Didn't they want to get him for like $1 million?
Listen, it just makes no sense. Here they got guys that they're giving an $800 fine to for, you know, this testosterone therapy that these guys are copping to, especially a bunch of these MMA guys. This stuff is the only reason that you need that therapy is that you've been a juice head so long and you've done so much that your body literally stops producing testosterone on its own. So then you go into the level of, you don't have enough even to be a healthy outside of being in sports. So, you know, what they're admitting to when they have that type of therapy is that they've already been a monster juice head. And it's just, you know, somebody, I know with a lot of these MMA kids, and I'm not down on them at all. I was a wrestler, and I'm thrilled that these wrestlers have a place to go now because they just used to have to become a coach or that was it for them. But But it's just, listen, these PEDs have no place in blood sport, not any kind. And especially in a business where the big boss man is regulating the kind of briefs that somebody wears, and he's micromanaging his business down to that level, but he can't tell that there's a bunch of juice heads amongst his athletes. Look at the NFL. They're going to start suing, Pete. They're going to start suing. The reason they haven't sued already, or the suits, you know, have been somewhat mitigated, is because the league itself, the players' union, has insisted that they can't test these guys. And that's the reason. They can't, you know, blame the league for allowing this stuff at the same time not allow them to test. They're going to start lifting that ban on testing, and you watch these lawsuits fall out of the sky. Because I can tell you something. You know, there's a bunch of guys in the NFL whose heads don't fit inside those regular-sized helmets.
Freeze that thought right there. Bob Spagnuolo is our guest, so we'll keep Bobby after the break. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Still to come, we'll talk about Ali and Frazier, the greatest rivalry in the history of sports, the greatest rivalry in the history of mankind, Ali and Frazier, here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free. The shipping is free. And there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Joe, I know you don't like to talk in a moment like this, but you're getting $2.5 million. Will that make any difference in the way you're going to fight?
Well, it gives me inspiration to do a little more, you know, and go forward a little more, and I feel good about it.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The 40 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. In the next hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we're talking MMA, UFC, Evicta. I'm talking Bellator, folks. Of course, the Thursday night cards on Spike TV. This is going to cultivate a new, an even bigger, wider group of MMA fans because they're able to watch a new brand, something other than the UFC. It's Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time on Spike TV, the Bellator Fighting Championships. Bob Spagnuolo is our guest. Now, Bobby, Brandon Rios, and Alvarado are going to hook it up in this rematch tonight. That first fight, do you think? I think both of them left a little bit in the ring. You have to when you dish out that kind of heat.
Listen, nobody that knows anything about this, everyone understands that the beatings that these kids absorb are chronic. You know, every lick in the gym, every lick in the fight builds up, and you know these kids are constantly giving of themselves in a way that they can never take back or never recover from it. I think obviously the fact that Alvarado came kind of late in the game, will benefit him. But this is one of the few times you've seen Massa Bob reload a rematch, that quickly. You know, usually he builds it up. He features them against different opponents, unlike a la Gary Shaw, who, reloads for the three match, the minute that the rematch is over with.
You know what? Aram
oftentimes builds up to it, but this is the exception to the rule. Obviously, it was a sensational fight, and I don't expect any less. Styles make fights, and both of these kids are warriors.
Speaking of Gary Shaw, the guy that burned me out of $2,500, along with he and Artie Palullo, of course, seeing them both at the same airline gate going to Columbia about a year and a half ago was ironic. I mean, imagine walking into two people that both owe you $2,500 each at the same airline gate. Anyway, bottom line is I didn't get paid. But Gary Shaw, I think he's a turd, and when he put Corrales back in there with Jose Luis Castillo, he was training. Corrales was training, contact training, 65 days after their first fight. Bobby, that's criminal.
No, listen, it's, that's the, and for a guy that me, and I is, 85% of his vocabulary, and hadn't been hit in the head yet, I wouldn't expect anything less from him. Those guys, Diego Corrales, another example, the great trilogy that he put on with the bantamweights, Vasquez and Marquez, it's just again and again. And, these guys do need, rehab and a good promoter builds up to things. He doesn't just reload, but being a good promoter doesn't make him a good man regardless anyway. And
is that what it is?
Bob is probably a great example of that.
Okay. How long should a fighter rest after a fight? I mean, after a tough fight? I mean, if he's young and in his prime, say he was 26 years old, he went 12 rounds. And first of all, I got a question for you. 12-round fights, are there really a legitimate barometer of a world championship fight, seeing that championship fights were 50 rounds? Historian Ron Marshall, he believes that everything after the 50-round limit was taken away should have an asterisk next to it.
Something, it's funny, but if we peel it back a little bit, it's just like, it's the, television has changed boxing so much, Pete. I mean, it came in when it started. It was such a wonderful addition. It was additional revenue stream for these promoters who used to fill these buildings. And, they had a template, a percentage template. The main event, A side got such a percentage. The opponent got such a percentage. The co-feature would get, a certain percentage of the gate if he was bringing things to the table.
And
fighters were there. There was a scale. Then came the television revenue.
Okay,
it was
Bobby.
Additional revenue, and it was just came on as additional revenue, and everybody got their little slice. Probably some more than others. But now it's changed everything. Now fights are made. I think you and I talked about it maybe off the air when that Martin from San Diego fought that Chris Avalos.
All right. Bobby Spagnuolo is our guest, folks. We're talking boxing. Of course, we're talking about the great rivalries of all time. And, of course, Ali Frazier has to be one of the greatest rivalries of all time. No question about that. And when you look at the Ali Frazier trilogy, well, let's look at it from the BBC's point of view.
The greatest rivalry in sport was also one of the darkest. For decades, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier continued a blood feud that began when they were powerful young men and ran on when neither man still could.
Joe Frazier's in trouble!
You know, he's crazy.
When you talk about the butterfly, you gotta think about the man who faced the butterfly, who took him down. Where that he was the guy saying that, Joe Frazier, if you knock me down.
If Joe Frazier whoops me,
I crawl across the ring on my knees.
I'm getting on my hands on my knees.
I crawl across the ring.
And said, you are the great. He was trying to get to the hospital.
Joe Frazier still lives in Philadelphia, the city he made home at the start of his boxing career. His gym hosts a new generation of boxers from one of Philly's toughest neighborhoods. Born in brutal poverty in South Carolina himself, Frazier escaped north to fight for a new life.
I lived my life on the basis of being champion of the world. I wouldn't let nobody stop me. And he got in the way. I had to move him.
In the back office of Joe Frazier's gym hangs a photo that's close to his heart. It's a shot of Ali being knocked down in their first fight in 1971.
You know, it's something I've done a lot of men didn't do. Something I've done that the whole world can see.
To understand their rivalry, it pays to remember the racially divided America in which these two proud black men grew up.
I'm gonna whoop you like you ain't never been whooped. You wait. I'm gonna whoop you like you ain't never been whooped.
Ali's sharp tongue always gave him an edge in the pre-bout banter, but when he called Frazier an Uncle Tom, a black man who is subservient to whites, he went too far.
I'm gonna embarrass you for life. You are Uncle Tom. You are Uncle Tom.
Ali had an element of cruelty to him. There's been a bid to sanitize Ali. The movie, the Will Smith movie, Ali certainly did that, to make him almost this kind of demigod. And Ali could be a cruel bastard.
Ali had no real personal problem with Frazier, but knew he could get to his opponent verbally, and took full advantage. By their third and final clash in Manila in 1975, his taunting had Joe smoking.
I'm going to do something to Joe Frazier that might be illegal. My lawyers told me to bring a bail bondsman to get me out of jail. They might put my tail in jail and get me out on bail after what I do to Joe Frazier.
Frazier was in peak shape. He hated Ali, and what Ali had done in this fight was he had taken the insults to a new level. Not only was there the Uncle Tom stuff, not only was there portraying Frazier as being basically thick, but he produced a rubber gorilla, and he started knocking it like that. This is you're the gorilla, this is the thriller in Manila, and so on and so on.
That's all you're gonna see, the Philippine rubber. Hey, come on, gorilla, we in Manila.
And so Frazier's children were being called gorillas. Now, if you think of the image of somebody being portrayed as a gorilla, a proud black man like Joe Frazier, it resonated.
When a man is nervous and like out of line, probably not comfortable with himself, he might say anything. He might just jump up and say anything crazy, you know what I mean? And that's him. And maybe if you had probably took his blood pressure when he was talking, he probably went up to about 150 over 200.
And you wait, all knees shall bow when I get the gorilla in Manila.
The pair were tied at one victory apiece when they arrived for their final showdown in Manila. It was a fight that had it all and nearly ended it all for both of them.
Manila was hot, humid, wild. I don't even know how we got there, but I guess the money was right there. The money was right there if all of you were there.
What a murderous fight. I was exhausted working the fight. It was hot. It was like under a tin roof. I don't know how Joe and Muhammad survived.
That third fight was the best fight, I believe, in boxing history, because they nearly killed each other and they fought with such intensity under such adverse conditions.
The shots that I caught him with, man, that it would take down sides of this building.
Muhammad came back to the corner and he really flopped, you know, and this, I just went about my thing, you know, with the ice and everything, cooling him off. And after Muhammad made the crack himself, as the closer he felt to death in the corner.
Going into the last round, Frazier's eyes were closing up. Ali was just ahead on points, but both were exhausted.
Frazier was stumbling around. He couldn't see. And he was in a state of virtual collapse. But he wouldn't give up because of that hatred was still there. And he collapsed in his corner, and he could barely see. And Eddie Futch said, enough. It's over, son. You fight another day. Because he was worried that if Ali came after the 15th round, Ali would kill him.
It's all over.
Ali had been close to collapse himself, and after Manila, neither man would be the same again.
Ali went to Manila as it is, but left as it was. Years later, I'm visiting him in Hancock Park, and I said to Ali, geez, let's watch the fight in Manila. He looked at me with vacant eyes. He said, he would show me any fight that I wanted to see, but he said, not that fight. I don't want to look at hell again.
In 1989, the pair appeared together in London to promote a video with George Foreman, and Frazier was still the butt of Ali's jokes. Then in 1996, Ali lit the flame at the Atlanta Olympics. Most of the world looked on in awe.
He was a hero. The only dissenting voice being that of Joe Frazier, who said Ali should have fallen into the flame. The rest of us thought it was wonderful. And yet the rest of us knew what Joe was talking about.
We was fighting. We was at war. I mean, why should he speak all this terrible thing about me? And then I didn't say anything about him. So whatever came to my mind and my lips, I spit it out. And that's the way it is. But I didn't really hope anything happened to the guy, you know. I wish he lived a whole long life like all the other guys, you know what I mean? Throw it right there.
After more than three decades of feuding, in recent years the bitterness felt by Frazier towards Ali seems to have cooled. It was once central to the greatest rivalry in sport, but now smoke is both calmer and wiser.
We had some good wars. We had some good fights together, you know. It's all over. Now we got daughters and maybe sons fighting each other. So maybe we'll be able to see, let's say, Muhammad and Joe Frazier again, between the girls and the boys.
I think that you win a lot of your fights, as well as in the ring, outside the ring as well. You psych people out, don't you, beforehand?
Well, this works. You don't really psych them out. You really make them fight harder. You don't psych them out. You don't put fear in them. And that's the thing. It makes them fight too hard. It makes them anxious. They got to get you. Like I told George, I said, okay, sucker, I'm backing up in the ropes, and I want you to take your best shots. And I just stood there. Come on, show me something. Show me something, kid. You're not doing nothing. You're just a girl. Look at you. You ain't got nothing. Come on, sucker. Show me something. Show me something, sucker. And if you think I'm not telling the truth, watch the films. I talked him to death. And I made him so angry. He just beat himself out. He was so tired, he was swaying and just fall on the ropes. I said, man, this is the wrong place to get tired. I said, you are in trouble. Didn't I tell you your hands can't hear what your eyes can't see? You know I'm the greatest of all times. I tell him this when we get in clinches. And where is the man to beat him and talk to him? You understand?
Do they talk back to you?
No. Only one fellow talked back to me, and that's Joe Frazier. I hit Joe Frazier with about 90 punches, if you remember the first fight. Hit him with everything. The man took a terrible beating. He wouldn't fall. I said, are you crazy? I hit him there. I said, you must be crazy. He said, that's right. I'm crazy. I just kept coming.
I'm crazy.
Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali, the greatest rivalry in sports history. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and guess what? This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Take care of your business better
than you do. Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Hi, this is Acosta the Solutionist, host of My Cool Inventions radio show. Putting on a few extra pounds? Who isn't? What if all this famous TV doctor stuff about green coffee extract really worked? What if these people really are losing 17 pounds in 22 weeks, like he says? Well, stop spending all you can afford. We found a great formula found right here in America. It's the real thing. I changed my lifestyle, and I'm losing weight. You should, too. A 30-day supply of green coffee extract normally sells for $39.99. But if you act right now, we'll triple that offer. That's not 1 month supply, that's a 3 month supply, still only $39.99. Can't beat that. Call 1-800-680-0701. That's 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com to claim your offer. If you don't lose the weight, send back the bottles and we'll refund the money you spent on the bottle. How cool is that? Call 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com right now to get your green coffee extract. What do you have to lose? Oh, yeah. Your weight.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
It's official. Dateline Dallas, Texas, Thursday. The great Arlen Spider Bynum, the first inductee on the Ring Talk Wall of Fame at ringtalk.com, has been laid to rest. God rest his soul, his lovely family. Man, Spider was a class act, so it is so very hard to go. Want to thank Bob Spagnuolo, of course, the manager extraordinaire, the guy that's got Austin Trout, April 20th, of course, on Showtime Champs with Boxing against, wow, Saul Alvarez, a huge fight. And of course, I want to thank Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali, and the BBC. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, it is